I threw my hand up. I thought he was coming to me, but, you know, that's the way football shapes out sometimes. But I was happy I got to put something like that on film so I could look at it and know that I can still do some of those things and be able to continue to do those.
What did you do?
It was just a sudden move. It was a conversion route to where if we get press coverage, we convert it into a go route. And I got press coverage from Butler, and I made a quick move at the line. And he kind of got stuck there for a second, and I went around and put my hand up. But to no avail, at least this time.
What was Coach looking to achieve in the final preseason game? What did he tell you guys that he wanted out of this one?
He just wanted us to compete. I mean, he understood it was the fourth game. He understood that a lot of the younger guys were going to get an opportunity, a big one. And I think some guys rose to that opportunity, guys like TK, Tavares King, and Roger Lewis, and, you know, a couple of defensive linemen and things like that, and other things that the coaching staff will see on film. But I think we did some good things out there, and the opportunity was the name of the game today, and I think we saw a lot of guys get that.
Is that a strange feeling for you? I mean, you haven't caught a pass in the preseason from someone other than Eli since 2011.
Yeah.
And obviously you didn't catch one tonight, but you're on the field and you look on the sideline, Eli, Odell, Weston. I mean, there are a lot of guys who you're used to playing with who aren't on the field.
It was a little different, obviously, from a mental standpoint, but I knew I wanted to come out and just continue that groove of getting dressed for the game, mentally being ready to go out there and play for however many snaps it is, just to keep me conditioned for what it feels like to get up for a game since it's been, you know, so long. So I'm excited to continue that train come next week.